This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Main opposition Nepali Congress calls office bearers meeting to discuss contemporary political issues and party's future course of action. More than 429,000 people vaccinated against COVID-19 in the first phase in Nepal, and gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in northern Nigeria. Now the news in detail. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has called a meeting of its office bearers to discuss the contemporary political issues and party's future course of action. The meeting has been called at 3 p.m. this afternoon at the residence of party president Sher Bahadur Deuba in Burani Alicante. The Nepali Congress called its office bearers a meeting to make a standpoint in the current political development following the Supreme Court's verdict to summon the session of the Parliament within 13 days. More than 429,000 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in the first phase in Nepal. Director General of the Health Service Department, Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh, informed that more than 429,000 Nepalese were vaccinated against COVID-19 in the first phase. The frontline workers, including health professionals and journalists, were provided vaccination after the government brought 1 million doses of Covishield from the Indian government in grant. The vaccination drive was started from 27th January. The first phase of the vaccination drive occurred in two rounds, first from 27th of January to 6th of February and second from 14th to 22nd. A rickshaw puller died after a truck hit him at Nawalpur of Hetura Submetropolis 11 early this morning. According to district police office, the deceased has been identified as Khemlal Shrestha from Hetura Submetropolis 11. Deputy Superintendent of Police Indra Bahadur Rana informed that the truck heading to Hetura from Manohari hit the rickshaw coming from opposite direction. Injured seriously in the accident, Shrestha was taken to nearby Chure Hill Hospital, but the doctor announced him dead in no time. Police have been investigating the incident after impounding the truck. Search for the truck driver is on. Now the dead body has been taken to Hetura Hospital for post-mortem. Dholi Secondary School of Saipalur Municipality 4 in Bajang District has been closed for some days after the teachers and students suddenly fell sick. Assistant principal at the school, Dhana Bahadur Bista Bhote, informed the students from grade 6 to 9 showed such symptoms. They did not get well even after taking medicine, so the school management committee meeting held on Wednesday decided to close the school for some days. Some days back, the students and teachers at another Thalauna Secondary School had also shown such symptoms. The foundation stone is to be laid in Japa for the China-Nepal Friendship Industrial Park, the largest industrial estate in Nepal, on 28th of February. Park chairperson Gobinda Thapa informed at a press meet on Wednesday that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to lay the foundation stone for the estate. The estate is being set up at the border of Damak Municipality 10, Kamalur Municipality 7 and Gauradhar Municipality 5 will cover 1,300 bigas of land. It is believed that 45,000 Nepalese will be employed directly after the construction of the industrial park, where there will be factories for agriculture, textile and electronic goods. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in northern Nigeria on Wednesday, a day after fighters fired rocket-propelled grenades amid worsening security in Africa's most populous nation. The series of attacks by armed bandits occurred over the past 48 hours, with 18 people killed, each in villages of Kaduna and Katina states, and several others injured. In a statement quoted by the Daily Post website, the Kaduna State Commissioner for Internal Security and Home Affairs Samuel Arwan said the attacks in that state followed an air operation by security forces in which several armed bandits were killed. Hundreds of people have been killed in northern Nigeria by criminal gangs carrying out robberies and kidnappings. A review by U.S. regulators of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine has found it is safe and effective. It paves the way for it to become the third COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized in the U.S., possibly within days. The vaccine would be a cost-effective alternative to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and can be stored in a refrigerator instead of a freezer. Results from trials were released by Johnson & Johnson last month. The briefing document published by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, gives more detail on the data submitted by Janssen to the regulator. The FDA concludes that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has known benefits in reducing both symptomatic and severe illness. Australia has passed a world-first law aimed at making Google and Facebook pay for news content on their platforms. The news code legislation had been fiercely opposed by the U.S. tech giants. Last week, Facebook blocked all news content to Australians over the row, but reversed its decision this week after negotiation with the government. Following those talks, the law passed with new amendments which make it possible for Facebook and Google not to be subject to the code. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Main opposition Nepali Congress calls office bearers meeting to discuss contemporary political issues and party's future course of action. More than 429,000 people vaccinated against COVID-19 in the first phase in Nepal, and gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in northern Nigeria. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.